Imagine this. You're looking up a business online, right?
Yeah.
And their website says they're open until 9, but then a directory says 8.
Oh, I hate that.
Right. And then you find this old forgotten page mentioning a service they haven't even offered since like 2019. The contact info literally changes depending on where you look.
It's a total mess. And when a customer or, you know, an AI system encounters that scattered information, they basically have to play detective.
Yeah.
They have to guess which version is true.
Well, and that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive today. We've
Yeah.
got a fascinating stack of sources, ranging from these dense SEO white papers to technical case studies on AI data scraping. And our mission today is decoding that exact digital identity crisis. Because if confusion destroys trust, we really need to figure out how to create verifiable alignment.
Absolutely. We have to completely move away from just making empty marketing claims and focus on building governed, consistent evidence.
Okay, wait, let me push back on that for a second.
Sorry.
Because if I have like a massive marketing budget, right? Can I just brute force trust? Like if I just blanket the internet with my messaging, won't the AI or the search engine just assume in the most authoritative voice just through sheer volume?
You'd think so, but no. If your underlying information is fragmented, brute forcing it just creates a much larger problem.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you're actively paying to multiply bad data.
Oh,
I
wow.
mean, an AI model doesn't just read the loudest billboard, it cross-references a local directory against the schema markup on your main website,
Right.
and then it checks that against public reviews. True trust really only happens when three specific layers align.
And those are.
What the business says, what its internal systems know, and what outside sources can actually verify.
That makes a lot of sense. It's kind of like introducing a person to a group of friends.
Oh, yeah, good analogy.
Like, if five people describe this new person to you in five completely different ways, your confidence in who they actually are just totally drops. But if every description agrees and, you know, their actions support it, trust grows. So it's like trying to run an update on an app, but three different databases have conflicting source code.
It just crashes.
Yeah, the system crashes. If the data doesn't perfectly align, the AI basically throws an error code on your credibility.
That is the exact mechanism. And when a business actually achieves that data alignment, it generates three distinct signals. Algorithms are explicitly trained to look for these.
Okay, so what's the first signal?
The first is authority. And this isn't just about having a recognizable logo.
Right.
It means the business is cryptographically or structurally verified as the undisputed source of its own work.
I see.
The AI can trace the origin of the info directly back to a verified domain.
Okay, so authority proves you are who you say you are, but just because you exist and verify your identity doesn't mean you're the right fit for my specific problem.
Right.
So how does the system figure that part out?
Well, that brings us to the second signal, which is recommendability.
Recommendability.
Yeah, it's calculated by looking for credible evidence that a business fits the highly specific parameters of a user's prompt.
Okay, give me an example of that.
So, if someone asks an AI for an experienced emergency plumber,
Yeah.
the system doesn't just look for the word experienced on your homepage. It scans for verified customer experiences, published expertise, and matched service definitions across multiple third-party directories.
To prove you actually fit the query.
Exactly. It's cross-examining the claim.
Got it. And I assume the third signal plays into how easily it can do that cross-examining.
Spot on. The third signal is citation. This means your data is structured so cleanly and consistently that other platforms like directories, maps, AI models can confidently pull from it.
So they can reference it natively without hallucinating or making errors.
Yes. But, you know, to connect this to the bigger picture, a business can call itself the best all day long. But trust requires real evidence.
Right, but business isn't static, you know, like you launch a new service, you change your holiday hours, or you move offices.
Right, things change constantly.
Yeah. So how do you keep all those layers, your website, internal databases, external citations, how do you keep them from instantly falling out of sync?
This is where we get into governance.
Governance, okay.
It's the strict underlying rule that keeps everything connected. When a service changes, you don't go update your website and then email your team. And then eventually remember to update a Yelp profile.
Which is what everyone does.
Right, but that's wrong. The governing record has to change first.
Meaning there is one root database.
Precisely. You update the central knowledge graph, that root database, and the architecture is set up so that the website, the the business profiles, the internal systems, they all inherit that change automatically via APIs.
Oh, that's smart. So no forgotten page gets left behind to tell an old story.
Because no page operates independently of the governing record.
So for someone listening right now, taking all this high-level AI architecture and actually applying it today, how do they test if their own systems are governed?
The sources outline a really practical exercise for this. It's called the one-fact audit.
One-fact audit. Okay. How does it work?
You choose one single important fact about your business. Let's say your core operating hours. Check your website. Then check your public profiles, your internal records, and outside references.
So just hunt it down everywhere.
Exactly. Find the single source that is supposed to govern that fact.
Yeah.
Then ruthlessly correct every single place that disagrees with it.
And connect it back to the root source.
You got it.
Yeah.
One fact, one source, one consistent answer.
Man, it completely reframes the idea of marketing. A business can declare itself reliable or experienced, but those are just claims. Trust isn't something a business gets to declare about itself.
No, not at all.
It's what consistent, governed evidence allows an AI or a human to conclude.
And that conclusion is happening in fractions of a second, millions of times a day.
Just based entirely on the structural integrity of your data.
Which honestly leaves us with a slightly terrifying but very necessary question to ponder. If AI systems and search algorithms rely purely on this strict alignment to determine your recommendability, how much of your business's current reputation is secretly being sabotaged right now by a forgotten, outdated web page from 5 years ago?